afternoon, my brother.
Can you give us further details of these arrests?
Yes, good afternoon to your cherished
listeners. Can you speak up a bit, sir?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to your cherished listeners. Narcotics Control Board, in its daily modus operandi at the Kotoka International Airport over the couple of weeks, apprehended three suspects for unlawfully possessing and trafficking in narcotics while going through arrival and departure formalities at the Kotoka International Airport. Now, in your intro, you did mention of Madugu Suraka. He is a Ghanaian. He was arrested on the 29th of March 2017 on his return from Nairobi, Kenya, when he was picked up.
Nana?
Yes.
Can you speak up a bit? It seems we can't hear you very well. I'm not saying scream, but let us hear you well, sir.
Yes. I said, I hope you can hear me now.
Well, it's better.
Yes. Madugu Suraka, he is a Ghanaian. He was arrested on the 29th of March 2017 on his return from Nairobi, Kenya, when our operatives at the Kotoka International Airport picked him. And upon further interrogation, he did confirm of swallowing or ingesting 35 pellets of powdery substance suspected to be speedball. Speedball is a combination of cocaine and heroin, where the officers, through our investigators, managed to ensure that he expelled all those 35 pellets, which he was placed under very careful or into our police cell here. The second person is Maxwell Momo Golafa. He is a Liberian. He was arrested on the 31st of March 2017 while going through departure formalities to China. And he had concealed in his hand luggage two slabs of compressed dry leaves suspected to be cannabis sativa, which we popularly call in our local dialect as we. So he did confirm that, yes, he was carrying or trafficking it unlawfully. So our men also apprehended him. Now, the biggest bust is a Nigerian. He is called Daniel Njuku Ebuta. He is a Nigerian, and he swallowed 111 pellets of powdery substance suspected to be cocaine. And upon further interrogation, he did confirm that he has been convicted on similar exercise or instances in Ecuador. So on his return to Africa, he managed to swallow this 111 pellets of cocaine. So all these three suspects have since been arranged before court for prosecution. So if you ask for further detail, this is what we have for the media, through your media.
Generally, how has the fight against narcotics in the country been? Because of late, it appears we don't get to hear such reports frequently.
Thank you, my brother. Narcotics Control Board, as you see, it's a security and intelligence agency. And it's everybody would like to know our daily activities, which is not so. Over the past month, we've been actively working. Our men are on the ground. We have it's been divided into three departments. We have the demand reduction. We have the supply or enforcement. Then we have the counseling. All these departments have been actively working. And our unit, dedication, it go around to educate or sensitize the public on the dangers and effects of narcotics. There were the arrests. This is not the first in this year we have been arrested, but you could bear with me that not all arrests have to be brought to the public domain, because we need to do further investigation to also lead to the arrest of other suspects. Because mind you, those apprehended are not the final bosses. They are just couriers. So we need to do further investigation. That is the reason why we don't bring out all those things that we do at the airport or in our various border posts. But I must confirm or state it categorically that Narcotics Control Board, we are on our toes. We've been working on daily basis, 24/7, in all angles of this country.
Regarding this, these three arrests, what is the market value? How much is this all?
Yes, from management, we wouldn't like to place the market value so that it will serve as a motivation for people or persons who would like to get into the business. Yes, the market value is something is quite substantial, but we wouldn't like to put it out there, which will serve as a debate or a motivational factor for people who are already into it or people who want to get into it. So I would kindly plead that we keep it here at the appropriate time. The matter is still under investigation of these three persons. We are investigating them, and at the appropriate time, management will have a second release, which will have all this information that we will bring to the public.